Now, on Monday of this week, we received an email from Rena Screena National School in Roscarbery in County Cork. And the school principal, Jean Dignan, wrote to us to tell us about their electric chicken. What's an electric chicken? That's what I thought too. So we sent June Wilson off to Roscarbery early today to find out.
Well, Derek, I'm down here in magnificent West Cork. I'm in the heart of rural West Cork, and I've come to the village of Rena Screena. It's about 10 kilometres north of Roscarbery, which is on the Wild Atlantic Way, which stretches all across the west coast. And it's just fantastic to be here. Spring is in the air, there's daffodils and the grass is growing mad, and you might be able to hear the robins and other birds singing in the background. It's really incredible. But I've been asked to come down here because I want to investigate a project that has been going on here in the Rena Screena National School for a number of years now. And it's quite novel and unique. It's got to do with the farmland and farming, because we're right in the heart of farmland here in West Cork. And I'm going to go inside now into the school. It's a small school, and hopefully I'll be able to find the teacher, Jean Dignan, and her class. And they're going to tell us all about this project that they've been doing now. I'm just going to go in the door here now, won't be Dick. There we go. No. Good morning. No, it took me a bit of time to find you because you're really hidden away here down in West Cork, but a hidden gem because the village is gorgeous, really nice. And you must be the principal,
that's Jean. Right. Jean,
pleased to meet you. Pleased to meet you.
And the same to you. Yeah. Tuchel.
Gorv Mila Magod. Can you give us an idea of the school? Can you describe the school and, you know, how many pupils and the sort of things that go on here?
Well, we're a two-teacher school in rural West Cork. We have a brand new school since 2009. We're very lucky. We have 30 pupils here. And we have two teachers, two visiting teachers, and an SNA. So there's about a ratio of mixture 12 to 1 with the teachers. So we're very, very fortunate, aren't we?
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah. And of course, that means then that, you know, everybody gets involved in everything.
Oh, nobody's left out. Even you arriving, from the eldest to the youngest, has to be included here.
Fantastic. Now, you emailed the show.
That's which, right.
About a very special project that you have down here, which I am deep, deep green with envy of. I wish I had it when I was at school. Can you tell us just a little bit briefly on what it is you've got here that piqued the interest of the Mooney Show?
Well, for the past 3 years, I had an incubator at home and I brought it into school. And so every year we hatched chicks for Easter. And we've been very fortunate. The first year we did it, we were amazed that the chicks came out on exactly 21 days. And on the day that they were due, we had parents lined up outside the gates, waiting to see had the chicks arrived. The postman, the man in the creamery, had the chicks arrived yet? The news went out. So every year since then, we've had people asking, did ye hatch the chicks in Rena Screena yet?
And, brilliant. Yeah. Well, I can see some very excited students here. They're all very, very quiet though. Are they always this quiet?
Oh, they're fierce good. Fierce good. No problems.
No problems at all. Well, the chicks aren't here in the classroom, so can we go and find out where they are?
We'll head down the
way. Yeah.
Okay, Kate, show where to go.
Okay.
Head down the corridor.
Wow. Lovely corridor. You've got lots of projects, loads of colourful posters. You're a very busy school. And loads of photographs past pupils. Here we are. Wow, look what we've got. Wow. Oh, incredible. Now, I need somebody to tell me what's going on here. What's your name?
Killian Fitzpatrick.
Killian. And you've got a friend with you here?
Annie Kingston.
Killian, can you just describe for the people listening to us, what have we got here?
We've 17 chicks in a box, and they've water and they have food and they have a lamp to keep them warm, so they're doing fine, they're good health.
How old are these chicks now?
Well, some of them were born on Sunday and then some on Monday and some on Tuesday too.
Wow. And can you see the differences in the size or anything? To me, they all look roughly the same.
Yeah, some of them are like a little bit fatter because they've been feeding longer.
I can see here behind us, we've got, oh, this looks very scientific. Can you explain to me here what's going on the board?
We wanted to record the times they were born and each day. So we wrote it down on the board. And as you can see here, there was two assisted, and they assisted means that somebody helps the egg crack open because the membrane inside is drying, so they're too weak to come out.
Right, okay. And I see, unfortunately, life is rough for a chick, isn't it, here?
Yeah.
Tell us what's down the bottom of the board here.
Well, two of them died after being assisted out of their shells, unfortunately.
And were you very sad about that?
Yeah, and then we had four gluggers and one that was half developed because we did like a post-mortem afterwards.
What's a glugger?
It's when a chick doesn't develop at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like a yolk inside in the shell.
Okay. You seem to know a lot about these chicks and these eggs and stuff. Do you have chickens at home or anything like that? Or?
No, we don't. But my granddad, he used to collect the eggs from all the farmers as like barter. So he'd take the eggs and they'd give him the groceries. Well, he'd give them the groceries. And then he would take them up to Dublin or Cork and export them to Wales.
Wow, to Wales from here?
Yeah.
And what was his name?
Michael Collins.
Michael Collins. Oh, what a name from West Cork. Absolutely
yeah.
Fantastic. But you used to bring them from here, Rena Screena, this area,
yeah,
and all the way to Wales. So people in Wales were eating the eggs from Rena Screena.
Yeah, because after the war, they had no chickens at all, I don't think, anyway.
Wow. So they had to get them from West Cork.
Yeah.
And what have we got over here? There's a very interesting. I mean, I don't see any mommy chicken, you know, around the place. How did you hatch them out? I mean, there's no nest in here or anything like that.
This is an incubator. It's like an electric hen. It keeps them warm, and each 3 days we have to fill the water to keep the humidity high.
It looks actually like, you know, the drum in the lottery. You know, when they do the national lotto on television, they wheel it round and pull out the balls. It's that sort of shape, isn't it?
It is.
And can you show me, can we have a look inside?
Yeah. Here. The eggs would have been on top of the tray, and there you can see two trucks. And
It's sort of all over to one side, though. Would they not all fall out?
No, this would be rocked every, I suppose, 30 minutes it would turn.
Oh!
Slowly.
And what's the reason for it turning?
So that not one side gets, like, developed, I don't think. Yeah.
A chicken sitting on a nest doesn't have one of these. It's not rocking around all the time, is it?
No.
So how does the chicken do that?
I'm not quite sure. Oh, it kicks its legs.
Really?
Yeah.
So the chicken rolls the egg, is it?
Yeah.
Fantastic. So obviously because you don't have a mother hen, you've got to make a mechanical one.
Yeah.
Not as beautiful looking as a mother hen, is it really?
No,
but this is the one then that rocks back and forth. And you must, I mean, if there was a power cut or anything, you'd be in fierce trouble, would you?
We'd be rocking it ourselves.
Brilliant. That is fantastic. That is really, really good. Jean, do you think it's something that other schools could do?
Well, the incubator itself could cost about 200 to 300,
right,
but it's well worth the investment for what we got out of it, because we did Grey's Anatomy yesterday for the post-mortem. They all were fancying themselves with scalpels and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just, for people to see it live. We've had the parents and grandparents coming in, and although they're farm people, they said they never actually saw the chick hatching out. They always saw the day-old chick. But we sat here on Monday morning, there was no work done in the school, and we all sat watching while his leg is out, teacher, his head is out, and this went on all Monday morning.
All your chicks are hatched now, yeah?
Yeah.
All hatched?
Yeah.
So from the time the first one hatched to the time the last one hatched, how long did that take in total?
3 days, I think.
Really? So they all came out within 3 days of each other?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, this is incredible because, I mean, I'm from the town. I grew up, we didn't even have a blade of grass where I lived, in the house where I lived. And, you know, you bought the eggs in the shop. So, like, we'd never have seen them hatching. We'd never have seen where the chickens come from or any of that. Where did you get your eggs from?
Ashley Cunningham.
Very good. She donated the eggs.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
She has a full hatchery, Glen Valley Hatcheries, up here, and she provides the chicks to the supermarkets. So she got us, she's from County Monaghan.
Wow, so you have chicks with Monaghan accents now at this stage, have you?
Yeah.
They'll have West Cork accents fairly fast anyway, that's for sure. Well, thanks a million for inviting me down here to see your fantastic project, and you're magnificent. They're so cute, the chicks. We'll actually take a photograph and we'll put it up on the website, and we'll put a link to your you've got a website for the school, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, so that people can see exactly where we're talking about. Thank you for taking your time out from your busy studying, I'm sure, to tell me all about your fantastic chickens.
Bok, bok, bok. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, guys, very much indeed. Much appreciated. Details on our website, rte.ie/Mooney.